Emerging technologies are changing your life. Your ability to understand these technologies will enable you to thrive in an ever-evolving digital world. Tech Hype is a series that ventures beyond the buzz to reveal the true capabilities of emerging technologies. We cut through the hype to debunk misunderstandings, provide insights into the real benefits and risks, and identify technical and policy strategies to harness emerging technologies for good. Our show features experts who break down the technical aspects of emerging technologies, from AI to quantum computing, and the policies and governance strategies to harness them for good. In our first season of Tech Hype, we demystify the complex world of artificial intelligence, from social media recommender systems and the trust and safety teams that rein them in, to the rise of generative AI and strategies to mitigate the spread of malicious deepfakes. Our first season features leading technologists, world-renowned researchers, groundbreaking innovators, and tech policy pioneers from academia, civil society, industry, and government. UC Berkeley professor Stuart Russell, one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, explains the true capabilities of artificial intelligence and how it can be responsibly used to better our lives.
You are the expert. What is artificial intelligence?
So I think everyone understands it's about making machines behave intelligently. And that dream actually goes back thousands of years. You can even find Aristotle talking about fully automated musical instruments that play themselves and things like that.
OpenAI, the tech juggernaut behind ChatGPT, is in chaos. On Friday, November 17th, OpenAI's board announced it had voted to remove its visionary CEO, Sam Altman. While formed to support the open and responsible development of AI, OpenAI's move toward closed proprietary development has left many concerned about whether it's appropriately identifying and mitigating risks. This move lays bare a growing rift in the AI development space, whether to speed up AI development or to tap the brakes to ensure AI safety. We sat down with Mike Isaac,
award-winning New York Times journalist and author of Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, now a Netflix series, guides us through the raging debate on AI development in Silicon Valley.
So have you seen anything in the venture capital space of sort of an awakening among them that, hey, maybe we should think more about the types of companies we're investing in?
I love that question, particularly because I thought it would happen after crypto popped, right? The crypto bubble. I'm pretty bearish on crypto. I'm not sure about you or your viewers, but like, I'm pretty skeptical. I think that it was largely driven by a bunch of hype cycles.
Alex Winter, director, writer, and actor, known for his role as Bill in the Bill and Ted franchise, explains to us the role that AI is playing in the entertainment industry and its central role in the Writers and Actors Guild strikes of 2023.
YouTube has enormous power, and that includes power for good. It's a vast platform that does many, many, many things. And I think that's probably the first misunderstanding, is just what YouTube is. I think there are two core misunderstandings there before you even get into the broader one. Maybe that falls under general. But I think that one of the reasons that YouTube is left out of a lot of the conversations around the influence of these tech platforms on the public is because people don't really know what it does. People [S2] Right. [S1] Will think it's a social media platform, which it really isn't. Or they'll think it's just about cat videos or influencers, which it's not. Just that.
Those were the good old days, Alex, when it was just cat videos.
For about 5 seconds in 2005. What we're really talking about is the largest media platform on the planet by far in terms of the interaction of the public with a tech platform. There are more people watching YouTube than anything else, movies, TV, anything. It's the number two most searched web platform on the planet after Google, which is number one. Both of these are owned by Google. So you have one giant tech monopoly that is controlling most of the web traffic and certainly controlling most of the eyeballs on the planet.
Yoel Roth, Twitter's former head of trust and safety, shares his experience building the trust and safety program at one of the world's largest social media platforms.
If you look at any of the big problems that social media has to wrestle with, from nation-state disinformation to abuse and harassment, all of those problems are easier to solve when you approach them as community and collective security problems. If you look back at the history of social media and the history of these technologies, so much of it has been about the community co-constructing the platform with Twitter.
Joan Donovan, renowned disinformation expert and author of Meme Wars, the untold story of the online battles of pending democracy in America, guides us through the evolving nature of disinformation and extremism online.
When it comes to meme wars and the use of humor and satire and transgression in convincing a public to vote for a certain candidate or to just divest from the political world entirely, I think we're in for a doozy when it comes to the relation, the technological innovations that have happened around AI and deepfakes and ChatGPT or other large language models. I think that we're going to see a lot more disinformation. I think that elections are going to be more fraught because people will be having conversations with chatbots that they think are people.
Right, exactly.
And those can be easily manipulated and loaded up with all kinds of lies. And we might never discover that until it's too late.
In addition to these 30-minute episodes, we provide short TLDRs, too long, didn't read, where we analyze and summarize emerging tech policies. Our first TLDRs focus on the White House executive order on AI and its 8 priority actions the federal government will take to support responsible development and use of artificial intelligence.
This is a Tech Hype TLDR. On October 30th, President Biden signed the White House Executive Order on AI, the nation's most comprehensive strategy to govern AI to date. The executive order establishes new standards for AI safety and security, strategies to protect Americans' privacy, mechanisms to protect workers and support equity and civil rights, and strategies to promote American innovation, competition, and leadership in AI. The White House Executive Order on AI outlines 8 priority actions, among them the development of new standards for AI safety, asking NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, to develop standards, tools, and tests to support safe, secure, and trustworthy AI, including the detection of AI-generated content.
Next season, we'll introduce Tech Hype Deep Dives, where we'll break down the technical aspects of emerging technologies so that you can better understand their true capabilities and limitations. Tech Hype provides an eye-opening journey through our modern digital world, challenging perceptions and exploring the fine line between technological advancement and social responsibility. Together, we cut through the hype, challenge our perceptions, and empower ourselves with knowledge. This is Tech Hype, where understanding technology enables you to thrive in the ever-evolving digital world.